Tāwa nā tūngi dī inī kāng kī kīyabar sūna lē dā nyūmūng bē kīyabar yīmbā rē. Tā nyūmūng kā cawa dī inī nyūmūng tūksum, tē cawa dī tīmūng tēnzīng. Tī nī kīdī sūna dā tīmūng tēnzīng inī nyambu tēnī pā kāsū tā pāng bē kwa nē inī tāwa tōgū rē sī. Tēyā inī cawa shir nā rā. Lē dā nyūmūng sēbē tār sī. Lē dā nyūmūng inī nyambu kīyabar tōp jī. Tā ngā sā, pēnā lē, anī sāp tu sōyā mēbā, kua pēnchī kā lē, sāp tu sōyā mēbā. Anī ngā sā kā lē rā sūn tu jī mēbā. Tī nī cāwā yī nī kā sūk, tā nyūmū kā chāwā yī nī sā, nyūmū cāwā nī pēkē tā nyūmū tēnī, tā sēbā, nyūmū tēnī, chūm nī kā chāyā sūnā, anī tāpā tāpā rē sī. Sā tī yī mē tī anī, lē tā nyūmū nām tō lē, tā tā chū lē sī nī, lē tī nyūmū lē chūm. Nyumun di, ini tenzing mana cumi iji ke namdo le cum, cumi iji ke namdo di tenzing ke coba le cum. Tindih ini begini sini, tindih ke tunggu ke cawa, ini tenzing ke coba di, ini tamit apa siru ke, ini gagres, orang, tunggu ni ji kapa jus. Tela ya, di coba siru zaman arti tu, kasa. Teh tunggu ni, tunggu tunggu ni cik thamau, cik thamau saja. Tūngi kōrēng gāgā sāmbā mā chē. Tūngi tū tōkwa tī cīgā sāngā chēnī, tā tūngi tōkwa yinā chabā gāgā sā chē. Chēnī, tā chēnī yinā kādā tōngwa nīgī gāwā chā, tūngi tōkwa shirab tīgī, tūngi tōkwa yinā tēnjī gā chabā gāgā sā. Tī sūngi bā. Chā sā kātā tīgī gūnchūng tīgī sūngshā, lēnyū gūnchūng tī, Pangbe, Chaiwai Yuandengi, Gokdengdi Songsha. Te Zhuji Zhou Di, Lamji Dengba, Tungyu Dabai Yishi Di, Ene Songhi Mare. Ata Di, Dabar Lama Songbuti Di Songdua.
So then the question is, what gives rise to this suffering? So from the Buddhist point of view, it is the origin of suffering. And the origin of, by origin of suffering, Buddhism explains primarily karma and afflictions, and karma arises from afflictions, and afflictions are rooted primarily in the two principal afflictions, which are known as the three poisons of mind, attachment, anger, and delusion. And of these three, the foundation is the delusion. Delusion here referring to grasping at inherent existence of things and events. So it is through eliminating the root of all the afflictions, which is the delusion, deluded mind, grasping at inherent existence of things, then one brings about the end of suffering, which is called liberation or moksha. Therefore, Nagarjuna states in his Fundamentals of the Middle Way that it is through it is through bringing to an end the continuum of karma and afflictions, one becomes free. And because karma comes from the afflictions, and afflictions arises from our confused state of mind, distorted, false view of being in the world, and this false view of a way of being in the world arises from our conceptual elaborations, primarily the deluded mind grasping at inherent existence of things, and it is only by cultivating the insight of emptiness that one will be able to bring about the end of this whole causal chain. And so here we find in Nagarjuna's single stanza all the essential points of the four truths are explained. The remaining three truths are explained. He identifies the karma and afflictions to be the origin of suffering. He identifies the possibility of its cessation, thus explaining the true cessation, which is the third noble truth. And by identifying and explaining the principle path, which is the wisdom realizing emptiness, he also explains the fourth noble truth, which is the true path.
Oh yeah.